And today's topic is keeping our purity. I think keeping our purity is one of our great challenge in our. I think as our age group wise, this is very one of a topic that we can. Consider very actually very seriously, because this is also very important for us. Spiritual sense, the purity is, we do not serve the two masters, but we serve one master. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. No one can serve, chapter 7, verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Jesus clearly defined that we cannot serve the two masters. Let's say we believe in God, and then the other side we say we love the Word, then definitely we do not believe in God in a sense. Just like the first John chapter 2, the mention about that where if love of God is not within us, that means actually we love the Word then. Once we love the Word, then naturally follow the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and then we seeking for our pride of our eye, our pride. So naturally, we follow our physical eyes. Naturally, we follow our flesh. Then we seeking for vain glories. So this is the way our life to be. So this is a way we can losing our purity. That's I think a concept of spiritual purity. There's a bottle of water. Which bottle of water is very expensive nowadays? As a name brand. Huh? They also degree, right? Some fancy and it looks nice, then you have to pay more. But once you drink just water. Just water. But people trying to pay more, holding the bottle, then it seems that you upgraded. Because you pay more. But water is water. But anyway, if you have a water there, you see that somebody... I put there is one toilet, the one drop of your toilet. It's not apt to poop, but clear everything anyway. But the thing is that water still looks clean, but put one drop on your bottle of water. Do you want to drink? No matter how expensive the bottle is, the purified spring water, who cares? But this water is at the beginning it's so pure. Yet one drop of this toilet that water, I don't think you can drink. I don't think you can drink. When I was little, my mother always she likes to. At that time, we don't have our own tap. Water, there's no pipeline up to our house, so we go down to the well and draw the water, bring it home, and with a big jar and we put the water, we drink the water, we use the water, and also the making the when the rain comes, then we have put the system to put all the water goes to the save it and using for cleaning and things. So water is quite precious at that time. But every time I ask, Mom, can I have a bowl of water to drink? Then she always put first, and then she drink first and give it to me. When I was little, it was okay. But then later on, Mom, just give it to me. so I can trick myself. Because the sense of here that get growing up, then I don't want somebody to drink so I can drink that one. You know, that's the sense that when I was a grow up that now. It doesn't mean that I'm not that clean freak. I'm not that. But to my mother, anyways, the side story. So the purity is so, for us, is very important for the Christian life. One of a brother, he testified. One time he secretly downloaded something he's supposed not to watch, and then making wonderful, CD, and put it in the under it, and he knows, but the rest, nobody knows. But one day he think that he find out the children of God are supposed not to carry this and save this. So one day he destroyed everything except one, he says. The one night he had a dream. I think it's a snake. It's come from there. The desk. The one where he hid it there, he come out from there. And then he got shocked the next day. So he destroyed everything. Sometimes, because I know you and I, we come here for this 1 week of CYC. In order to get close to God, the one over here, the students say, or the coordinators say, maybe we, throughout the whole this week, maybe try to draw near to God. But once you, your heart, or somewhere that you're trying to, you don't want to give up, that part. Maybe that part is, you still struggle in front of God. Something that part, it seems like maybe it's not that much big deal to you, maybe. Since you after this 1 week, then maybe your faith is getting stronger enough that you can handle it this once. So that you can just keep that as your part of it. But you have to remember, not necessarily our faith is always to be strong. Not necessarily always we are the one who to control them. One day, this might control us. And the day they start this one control us, then we subject to the slavery of that. That means that we're losing our purity. So this is for each one of for us, for encouragement. Purity means really pure. There's no any other things to trying to holding on. So we have to let it go, that one. In the history, in Israelites, when Joshua conquered the land of Canaan, at that time there's the native people, seven native peoples. The native people in the land, God said destroy them utterly. God said kill them all and cast them out all from the land of Canaan. But when they conquered the land of Canaan, the Israelites think that it is enough. You find out that in the book of Joshua, you find out they do not completely remove them out of the land of Canaan. They think that is enough, because at that time of all those, most of the native, the Canaanites, they all try, those people subject to Israelites, because they are weak at that time. So Israelites are strong at that time. But they forget that this strong power, the strength is come from God. They forget that. But later on, what happened is they trying to compromise with the one they live in the people in the land of Canaan. So they changed it. Little by little, they changed that. So that turned to be history now getting into the Judges era. So Judges era is about 320 years. These people keep circling the same problem, same mistake, circling over and over again, their mistake. They cannot help themselves strong enough because they have to get into the bad cycle again. Because of those those native, you know, people in the land of Canaan. They are not the majority, but they are very small number, yet they become afflicting, you know, constantly to Israel's life. So we can think about the keeping of purity in the sense. Maybe this time, throughout the whole week, we can cleanse ourselves. So our heart now turn to be very pure enough, like the bottle of water. But we have to be careful about this one drop of dirty water coming into our water bottles. Then it turned to be, we're losing our purity at the moment. So I think New Year's, our resolution is really remove all the filthiness and all the wickedness. And then with a humble mind, we can receive the Word of God. The Word of God coming to us, and then there is a filthiness with it mixed up together, then it becomes a nothing. Yeah, it becomes nothing. Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1. In James chapter 1, verse 21. James chapter 1, verse 21. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all the remain of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your soul. Because it's serious enough that, because removed all this filthiness, and then removed all the wickedness, is actually should be our priority before even we receive the word of God. Hope that this process should be done, so that the new year we started 2014. I hope you and I we can pure enough to close to God. One of the blessings Jesus mentioned about 8 blessings. One of them is a blessed, pure in heart. What is it? Blessed, pure in heart. Blessed, pure in heart. You can see your brother. No, it's not. Blessed, pure in heart. You can see God. You can see God. Our eyes so precious. That's why we read Matthew, Matthew chapter 7, the two, you cannot serve the two masters at that time. Jesus mentioned about our eyes. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. Matthew chapter 6. And 22 said, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light." 23. "But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?" And then Jesus mentioned, no one can serve the two masters. So if we serve the two masters, If our heart is not pure enough in front of God, that means we cannot see God. That's why the purity of a spiritual purity is important. If we don't keep our purity, no matter how long we pray to God, maybe no matter how long we can seek in God, yet that we cannot cleanse ourselves truly, cannot keep our purity, that means we cannot see God. There are many different kind of obstacle. Maybe it's our own pride, and our love of the world, and our own weakness. We follow our laziness, on our own way of a flesh. But all this, especially Pastor Liang mentioned about the idols. The issue is idol. For Samuel, it's just chapter 7, when the Israelites, when their hearts turn back to God, they want to come back to God. The Samuel, the first one he asked them to do it is, if you want to return to God, remove all your idols. Remove all your idol. So the idol always makes the destroyed our pure heart. Idol is a love of the word. Yeah, just idol. And Colossians has mentioned about our greedy heart. Greedy heart. Because many times I see myself, I'm also very greedy. Every time I'm traveling around, I need a drip pants. And when I case, I put the drip pants. But always I finish with one pants, that's it. I can bear with the whole week with one pants, no problem. It's just, black color, whether it's dirty or not, but still black. So smelly doesn't matter. I always keep the distance with you, so you don't smell my pants anyway. So I realized because I can just carry one pants is enough, but I need two more always. What if? And sometimes I buy some from the Sam's and then put it in, then making hole there. Then I have to throw it away. The human natures. Have you seen your natures? My nature. We are so greedy, in a sense. We need something more than we need. That's our desire. So that's why the Paul in the Colossians says, the greed is kind of different form of idolatry. Idolatry. And one wife is enough. I just ask all the brothers, here, one wife is enough. Later you find out, Even not easy to handle one wife. I'm telling you, this one wife is a blessing for you. But many people just turn around looking somebody else's. That's why, because sexual immoralities. Sexual immoralities come from the lust, which is you trying to destroy the God's boundary of blessing. So then it end up to a lot of troubles. The destroyed all the fantasy from the Hollywood movie. That's even they tell this once the sexual immoralities, of course, the sexual immoralities, it maybe that moment of pleasures they give it to you, but after the pain, it's truly painful. So once we as a Christians. Since we keep the commandment of God, because keep the commandment of God is showing our love to God, showing our seeking our one masters. So we have to control our desire. That's a very important part of a Christian spirit, keeping the purity. Let's turn to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter two. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Now flee from youthful lust and pursue the righteousness, faith, and love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. So Paul here asks Timothy to persuade this pure heart. He mentioned to flee from the youthful lust. I think Paul knows that the Timothy is young, and so ask him to keep watch over himself and to keep himself a pure heart. Um, I mean, you look at in the Bible, many of the failure we find out in the Bible because they lost the purity. Those who lost their spiritual purity, then Eli's two sons, when they come to God, they offer the fire that is not from God. So they all just, which means a way to burn to death. And also the Eli's two sons, they served in the temple, served the tent of God, but they do not know God. So carry the ark to fight against Philistine. They lost the ark. Also, they lost their life also there. It is showing us the importance of a Christian life, importance of purity. 21st century is one of a great challenge is a purity. Because the society now, it's very now, we can say in a sense, the morality is truly collapsed nowadays. If we do not watch over ourselves, then we are to become part of ourselves to be joined there. We are ourselves compromise ourselves to the world. And then we're losing our purity end up. We're always saying that God is a merciful God and God is a merciful God. Yes, God is a merciful God. Who those seeking Him, those who come to Him, it's not those who are willing to follow the word. We should understand that His mercy, those who seeking Him, those who humbly follow Him, and then His mercy upon to them. Otherwise, once we willing to forsake Him, then there is no mercy. We have to understand, mercy is not come from, word I cannot choose. Brain stop here. Sometimes I struggle too. And let's turn to First Thessalonians. Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 4. First Thessalonians chapter 4, from verse 3. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse from 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. That is that you abstain from sexual immorality. Verse 4. That each of you know how to possess his own vessel in a sanctification and honor. 5. Not in a lustful passion, like the Gentiles who do not know God. Verse 6. And no man transgress and defraud his brother in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you. Verse 7. For God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification. And Paul here defined that God's will is our holiness. Verse 3 says, so let us remember, you and I, this is a challenge. Yet if we overcome, then there's a great reward in your life. The rest of your life actually full of joy, actually, with God. So I hope you can determine yourself, your life, and your life to be holy enough. And also we can always keep the one master in our life. That is a success of our Christian life. Sometimes we look at why King Saul, he was a fail in his kingship. Because he lost his purity. He's a major mistake. He made two mistakes, we know, right? There's a battle against a Philistine, and he waiting for the Samuel coming. He waiting for 7 days, but he didn't come. So he made an offer to God. As appearance, it seems holy. As appearance, it seems like he's seeking God. But in his heart, it's not truly he's seeking God. That's why Samuel, he came after, he rebuked him. And also one time God asked King Saul to go fight against Amalekites. Because Amalekites, they are the ones that tried to follow Israelites, always bother them. So God determined to destroy them. So ask King Saul to destroy, go to destroy them. So it already belongs to the hands of the King Saul, that he can utterly destroy everything. Do not take anything out of there. It's a holy war. But he won the battle because it's given from God. Yet, in his heart is not pure. So he takes something out of there. The most choice one animals and things that he doesn't like to kill them all. So this is come from his impurity in his heart. So later, Samuel came and rebuked them. God wants true submissions, not the offering. He mentioned it's not because offering is not important, but because of that's an impure heart of the King Saul. He rebuked them. Of course, David he made a mistake. Also, he despised the word of God. And Nathan says. Because he committed adultery, and also he killed Uriah. You find out after he committed adultery in his life. So half of his life, until he reached to the king of the nation, until his kingdom is all peaceful, and the other people fighting for him, so the nation is now is under the peaceful way to be controlled. At that time, he forget about God. And then when he commit adultery, his life changed from then. You know, right? How much he suffered in his life after that. Before his life flee from the King Saul, actually God was with him. He experienced of God, even hiding places here and there. He moved around, yet he experienced of God. But once he commits sin, they commit adultery, his life turned to be different. Yeah, this suffering is different than the first part of suffering until around 70 to 30 when he become a king. It's very different. Truly, his heart is suffered. Yeah. You find out that Damal, the raped by the physically raped by the, who is that? Amnon. Both of them is David's two children. Of course, mother is different. But. And also later on, Absalom killed Amnon too. This is within the whole family. Think about their own children. They kill each other. They have this kind of happen things. How much the David suffered in his heart, you think about it. Because of his iniquity. The consequence of his iniquity. Because he break the commandment of God. Later on, the Absalom take over and the Jerusalem. He leave them some of the concubines, they are all raped by the Absaloms. Think about it in the mental. Think of how much the David he suffered. Also by his own son, almost his kingdom is thrown out, taken away. That's also great stress. Later on, he heard the king. David's the general who is Ahab, General Ahab there. Ended up killed and by him and killed his own son that was a sad in his life. It was a sad life after all that. So we find out that we have to keep our purity. So that we can have a, I hope that you and I, we can have a joyful life. And Do not serve the two masters. We always serve one master. I'm sure because when you had a chance to read the book of Hosea, you find out how sorrowful the Israelites are. And Hosea, it becomes, a, you know, it's a, Hosea is one of a prophet that is considered a very sad prophet because God chose Hosea to let her to experience of this kind of as a symbolic way of adulterous generations. So let him to speak out to Israelites. Do not spiritually commit adultery. So it's so sad. Let's look at the paper. We have 10 minutes, so we have plenty of time. So keeping our purity, basic principle, it is a gift of God's grace. Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my commandment, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the word that you shall speak to the son of Israel. This word from God says, now if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my commandments, that you shall be my own possessions. The holiness is a given grace from God. If we faithfully follow this word, not only this one for the apply to the Old Testament, but also to us. So let us to follow this. So verse 6 said that you shall be to me as a kingdom of priests and the holy nations. It sounds quite familiar in the New Testament with these words. Is it familiar? Who said this? You're the royal priesthood? Peter says, right? Peter says. The same word. So this word is applied to us. If you will indeed obey my voice and keep my commands, then you shall be my own possessions. Oh, but we can keep ourselves to be holy. Because God chose us to give us this wonderful grace. The way to show us how to help ourselves to be holy through the commandment of God. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 here, the second one, so here says. And B, it is God's will he call us in holiness. God wants us to be a continually sanctified. We read, I think, 1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 4, verse 3 and 7. It requires our commitments of obedience. So that we want to be holy ourselves. And number three is that we need to abstain from the sexual immorality or passion and lust. Before we go, let's turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse from 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, from 17. But the one who joined himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. 18. Flee immorality. Every other sin that a man committed is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. 19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own. For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. So Paul here emphasizes of our holiness, especially in this word, flee away from the immorality. Do not engage any this serious sin enough that we jeopardize our faith. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, let's look at chapter 3 since we are here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 17. If any man destroy the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are. The Paul here clearly mentioned that he said, with the temple of God is within us because the Spirit of God dwelling in us. So we have to keep this temple holy all the time. If we destroy the temple of God, then God will destroy us. I think this is serious warnings. And also it's encouragements, instructions. So Paul said, that is what you are. Let us remember this. God's word sanctify us here. Why we ask us to read the Bible and meditate the Word of God? Because the Word of God sanctify us. John chapter 17, when Jesus prayed to God, your word sanctify us. Your word is the truth. That's why we follow the truth, because the truth sanctify us. That's what the Psalm chapter 119. Psalm 119. Verse 9. Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11. Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11. Now how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy thy word. Verse 10. Sorry. With all my heart I have sought thee. Do not let me wander from thy commandments. Thy word I have a treasure in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. So also the word of God can cleanse us, protect us, our heart, and especially a young man, keep our way pure. So this is the here Psalm 119 says. So the word of God sanctify us. Those who hope to be like Jesus purify themselves. God has already called us to be His children. Hope you can read it. You understand that. Since we are faced the end time, let us remember that the end time is closer. That always we can watch over ourselves. Let's turn to 2 Peter, chapter 3. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse from 11 to 13. Since all these things, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse from 11 to 13. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people are you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, on account of which the heaven will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with the intense heat? But according to His promise, we are looking for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. I hope your life, 2014, and you and my life can keep our pure enough to close to God. Also our prayer also reach to Him. And also we can dwell in His joy and His peace for this year. And some guideline is actually, many of the point actually is repeated, but first aid is recognize our noble status. Always we have to define ourselves. We are children of God. God wants us to be sanctified, us to cleanse us, pure our heart, and seeking us the pure faith in front of God. And the B is acknowledge that we are to be different from the world. Because that's a sense, as a Christian sense. We live in this world. Of course, we don't have to be totally different, which means, you know, you always wear the outfit, outdated clothes or something like that. Other people drive, then you ride the horses. It's not that kind of things you're talking about, okay? So we are not amnesia, so it's okay. You can drive 70 miles with your car, no problems. The thing is, in this world, we are different means our attitude is different, our goal is different, our value system is different, our heading to our purpose of this world is different. So everything is different. So we put on the new self, what Paul mentioned. We put on the new self. So it has to be different than this world. We know the Daniels and his three friends. Even they live in the foreign country. They don't want to be defiled by the food that are offered to the idols from the beginning in their life. And also when they're making the golden statues, ask them to bow down to the golden statues. The Daniels' three friends said, I don't want to, because I belongs to God. So then these three are jeopardized in their life because they all have about to cast into the furnace. So even the king gave them one more chance, because that means the king really loved them. Actually, trying to save them. Maybe other people already, they just throw into the furnace, but king gave them another chance. But my God. Will save me, even though in this furnace maybe we burn to death. Still, I cannot bow down to this golden idols. So they cast into the the furnace. Even same times heating up there, but they just once they get in, the God was with them to save them. This experience of God is different from the world. So actually, their name to be more secure. The position in the kingdom, actually. So let us remember, acknowledge that we are to be different from the world. Do not trying to assimilate to this world, but we are trying to imitate God, imitate the Lord Jesus Christ. And the B is a 2 point, we are the salt and the light of the world. Hope that you and I, we can reflect the love of Christ. And trying that we can sacrifice ourselves like a salt. So they can let the please God. We can save the soul too. See, make the determination to actively draw close to God. Determination, it's not easy. Of course, the New Year's resolutions. You go to the gym, the most crowded is January. Because from the February, people, they get the years passed, but they don't come. So that's why the gym, they survive, I think. If you have a smartphone, I'm sure because you all have a smartphone, there's many apps helping you to every day you can read the Bible. You know the one of the app is like if the time comes, they're beefing you. Time to read the Bible, so they're beefing you. So once you look at it, you can read every day basis. It helps a lot. Just following up a little bit, but it increases the knowledge of God and also draw near to God. The knowing God is knowing the one true God is eternal life. Jesus says that. That's true. The knowing God. Know God. Know God. Yeah, eternal life is related there, the knowing God actually. Anyway, so that we can imitate him. Paul says, I imitate Christ. You imitate me. I cannot say, don't imitate me. But you can imitate, we can imitate the Lord Jesus Christ. And the D is be willing to cut away anything that defile our purity. I like the words, no pain and no gain. I remember when I was a junior, I had a lot of pimple. Then using my ballpoint pen, as a poke one by one, there's a pain, but it's for accomplishments coming out, you know. No pain and no gain. I'm talking about, you know, when we cut something away from us, then there is something we have to pay for it. That's what Jesus said. If your eyes are cause of trouble, the commission is cut it away. Yeah. So hopefully keep our purity. Keeping our purity helps you to this topic today. Let's pray in silence. Amen.